From Shmuel, when we're talking about that he was in America for a half a year in order to get a green card, in order to get an American passport, in order to go to Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. So he stayed there by he used to stay by Reb Chaim Kramer's house. He stayed. And his wife, they were a young couple. It was right above the apartment of Abaya Rosenfeld. And he was there for a long time. The whole time he wrote his family in those days, there wasn't a lot of phone calls. Transatlantic was very expensive. But we're talking about 40 something years ago. They had, but he didn't talk. Like today, every cell phone. It was expensive.
So you're talking about early 70s?
Yes. And, but he wrote to his family. In those days, still people used to write still. Not only type, also write. Those days. We knew how to write then. Generation, everyone knows how to write. Anyway, so they used to write a lot of letters. How he was so he missed so much. Not then. He missed Eretz Yisrael so much. Yeah. And in America, is the lowest. From all the countries in the world, America is the lowest place. That's what he said.
He didn't know that for sure. He never opens his eyes.
He felt it. He felt it. Rav Arush told us when he went to France, he closed his eyes the whole time. Right? But when he came back, let me remember this, he couldn't speak Torah. He tried. He said classes, but it was all very lame. He told us, and then after a week that he was there, 2 weeks, something opened up. We heard it in his voice and what he said. And then he told us that just being in France affected him very, very much. It's known also by Rav Meir Abuchatzera. They went to meet his father, Baba Sadi, when he came from Morocco. He went to the airport, and he was surrounded with, I don't know how many Talmidim. And he didn't see anything, and he had a veil over his head, nothing. And he said it took him years to go back to his level where he was, just from being in a place of Tumah.
Years of Sigufim.
Sigufim. We don't have a feeling of this. I'm just talking about the Tzadikim are. The Tzadikim, they have a feeling of it. We don't know anything. We don't know what's holy, what's not holy, what they tell us. They feel. The Tzadikim feel.
That's also it.
The Baba Shmuel, he was out on the wall the whole time. And he didn't seem to be bothered.
Taking on special
maybe
hardships.
Maybe he was even higher.
when someone's taking on special hardships to clean himself spiritually. I got the word in English.
Every letter that he wrote to his family, he ended with the lashon, "And we should marry the Mashiach will come soon, and we'll meet in Yerushalayim again in the revelation of the Holy Rebbe." Every letter he wrote like that. Shmuel, he in America, he did nothing. Besides for going.
Meir
David, אז כן יפול לחוצים עליך, בוא תצא.
לא כל כך חזק.
מפחדים שזה לא חזק ואתם רוצים שתיסע למירון היום. טוב. רב שמואל, when he's in America, he refused to do anything which he didn't have to do with going to Uman. For example, Shmuel, he had a few of his children. He's just married off, and he was going to marry off more. He got engaged, and he didn't have a penny to his name, of course. And if he would have just opened it up a little bit, just speak to the Satmar Rebbe or this or that, you'd have got the wedding, an American wedding, not an Israeli wedding. Okay? Full of everything. But no, he refused. One day, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Vysilsky, it was also in America. He said, "Come with me to the Satmar Rebbe. There's very, very rich people in Satmar. Would love to help a Yerushalmi Yid to marry off his children." He said, "No way. For money, there's Hashem, not people from Manhattan." Someone else told him, "No, just come and sit in the middle of the place. I'll go around. I'll collect the money." He said, No. I didn't go to America to collect money. I went to America in order to go to Uman." He refused.
How did America help him get to Uman?
Yeah,
he
an American passport.
He couldn't go in those days with an Israeli passport to the communist countries. Only with an American passport. So if you're like a rabbi in America for half a year, for a few months, you get a green card with an American passport, and you go to America.
Well, it's very funny about that. About 18 years ago, I think it was somewhere about 18 years ago, when there was still no way that Russia would let an Israeli go into a Russian airport.
Military airport.
Okay. We landed in the Uman military airport.
You remember?
We took off from there, and I took pictures of MiGs from the bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they don't let it anymore. They still don't let it. Tom, how about time? Shabbos. You're invited to come to Rabbi Shimon, to dive in there, to eat, to drink, to be happy, to dance a lot. Famous story that they saw the Arizal dancing with Rabbi Elazar Eskari, one of his Tzavidim. They thought he was a servant who cleans the floors, but then they realized it was, I think it was a very tall man, bright man. And they asked, who is this person? And the Arizal told him, it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai dancing with us. Whoever dances in Meron, dancing with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is there to believe that Tzadik's alive. That's the thing that Tzadik dies. So what if he left the body? Tzadik's alive. You're there. You're happy with Rabbi Shimon. Don't look at people pushing. Don't care. Just go. Close your eyes. Tush b'rat ha'inayim from anything. Just focus on Rabbi Shimon, the daven, to the simcha, to eat well, to drink well. Come back with kochot, new power, new strength. Call to Friday. We'll have about an hour. Come.